close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side,
shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize
when green ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys, Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost host for this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
I'm Craig.
Please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. Go ahead and pull down on those safety bars because we won't be doing that for you. This is Milestone Episode 89, Thanks Disving, Volume 2.
I'm still not saying it.
What is it, Craig? It's
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
You think I'd get over it in a year?
No.
You would.
You hold grudges.
But I don't.
It is Monday, November 19th, and guys, Thanksgiving is just a few days away. What are you doing in preparation for the big holiday?
Fasting.
I highly doubt that.
Okay, that's true.
What about you, Derek?
I'm getting my turkey fryer ready. Now, bypassing the safety features on it.
Now, how exactly do you get the turkey fryer ready?
Be sure the turkey is frozen when you throw it in the grease, Derek.
That's right. Yes.
And do it indoors. Be sure you do all that.
I just
that.
Have to make sure I've got all my tools. I need my injection supplies.
Your feather plucker.
My marinades.
Are you cooking a turkey or performing surgery?
Do you have your feather plucker?
I get mine pre-plucked.
Okay.
That's good. That can you saves you a lot of time.
It does. You'd be surprised.
You go to those, you get your turkey from that farm that doesn't have feathers.
What?
Yes.
Featherless turkey farm.
You haven't seen those?
Never heard of that.
Yeah. They grew out in Canada.
I don't know what he's talking about either.
I have no clue what he's talking about.
I just said that to make
about.
Him feel better.
Sounds good, though. It's a good idea.
In Canada.
Derek, what sound, hypothetically, what type of sound would a turkey make as you're plucking it?
Could you pour
nair? A turkey being plucked, I can do that for
could
you.
Could you pour nair on it?
Nair? That would
PETA's
sound like...
going to shut this down.
Turkey.
What would it sound like, Derek?
Turkey being plucked.
Derek.
You asked.
I'm
going
to have to take all that out. Derek, hypothetically,
okay.
What sound would a turkey make while trying to run from you in the forest as you try to catch him so you can cook him for Thanksgiving dinner?
It'd sound like this. I don't know what it would sound like.
I just envisioned a turkey running from you.
Good.
Yeah.
Craig gets voiceover work. I get sound effects.
I'm just envisioning Derek chasing after a turkey, trying to use that as a call.
Hey, yeah, Derek, what would it sound like a chihuahua chasing a turkey like that?
This is a great podcast.
This is the greatest show ever.
They are turning us out as we speak.
Their fake Disney is that they don't live with us.
Yes.
Oh,
many people are thankful for that. Well, guys, let's get right down to it. Last year, we did this and had quite a bit of fun. But let's talk about some of the things that we are thankful for in the Disney parks between now and last year's Thanksgiving holiday. I'm sorry, Thanksgiving holiday.
He can't keep it straight.
What are some things we're thankful for at Walt Disney World this year?
Well, I know this happened a little bit last year, but it was still operating seasonally until this year, till after our show last year. So I'm thankful that Stitch has finally got the axe. Sorry, I shouldn't mention axes, should I?
Yeah, that's not good.
What?
For the turkeys.
Save the turkey. Triple G pardon.
I don't think they have
a full character meet.
But I don't think they've officially announced that it's closed, right?
No, but they had pictures of
the inside of
the furless Stitch.
Got it out, yes.
Yeah.
So Derek is thankful.
I am
that
thankful.
Stitch's Great Escape has finally said goodbye.
I'm thankful that Disney continues to be innovating and trying new things and putting new things in the park.
How much are they paying you, Craig?
Seriously, guys, I'm
he's the one that always love it, talking about nostalgia and mad when things close down. But, tell us about these innovative ideas.
Like I said a few episodes ago, after reading that book that you share with me, you know,
which was what?
Realityland. It opened my eyes a lot to what Walt wanted the park to be. I've always thought, I love nostalgia, I love those things, because it reminds me of my childhood when I went to Disney. But I look a little different now. I still am crazy about the nostalgia, just crazy about all the original rides, those type of things. But Walt Disney's original idea was for the parks to evolve, not to remain the same. That way it was always something different, because if it remained the same, it'd be like an amusement park, and he didn't want to be that. He wanted to be something that always evolved, something different, always something new. And Disney probably is doing that now more than they ever have in the history of Disney. And that's wonderful. And like I said, it's wonderful. But again, for us, we're always going to try to keep up with what's new coming out. And they continue to do that. And I know that's their...
So we'll keep coming back.
Yes.
Yep. Anything in particular, any innovation in particular that you're...
For this year, I really liked Toy Story Land. I really like the Slinky Dog Dash is really good, a great ride. I like the new way that you enter that park and enter into Toy Story Mania.
Yeah.
That's all. I like that better. Not crazy about, as we've talked about so many times, Andy's Lunchbox.
Yeah. Woody's Lunchbox.
Right. But I like that addition. That's probably my favorite of all the additions is Toy Story Land.
It's a good one. Craig is thankful for innovation. Derek is thankful for Stitch going bye-bye. I am thankful for new snacks. I think Disney, in terms of also speaking of innovation, I think they're really stepping up their themed snacks, especially in Magic Kingdom, which I know you guys got to try a lot this summer. I haven't got to try a lot of those new snacks, but I'm really looking forward to trying some of the new slushies that they have there. I know they've got the Buzz Lightyear slush in Tomorrowland, and they've got a new slush at the Cheshire Cafe. They've got the Peter Pan, what was it, Key Lime soft serve float.
Yes.
And so I think Disney's really doing a good job of, they've always kind of added new snacks, but I think they're really trying to add a lot of different options now. I think
they're trying to catch up to Disneyland.
Yes. It's about money, of course, but I think they're diversifying their snack options a lot more frequently given the times of year and giving people a lot more options now. You know, used to, you'd have to really wait in a long line to get a specialty snack, but now they've got so many, that's not really the case. So I'm thankful for the new snacks that they've got coming.
And we probably talked about this last year, but I'm thankful that it's still a place that I can take my little one and
yes,
and have an enjoyable time. That they still, for as much as I talk negatively about Disney, they're still focused on the children. And so I think that's something to be very thankful for.
I'm thankful, and I know even though it's not completed yet, I'm thankful and looking forward to the gondolas.
Hmm.
Reason being is because it is going to provide more transportation from parks like resorts like Pop Century. So it's going to give more options rather than just waiting for a bus to get there. So, I mean, even though it's not completed, it's coming. And we'll probably say more about that next year. But I am thankful that they continue to do things like that to try to ease that transportation problem.
That's a good one. Craig's all about some transportation.
He is. And increased resort pricing.
Yes.
I didn't say
that. That's what's going to happen. Yeah.
Yeah.
I am thankful for, and, you know, we're thinking about over the past year, I am very thankful for Disney's ability to still help you plan a last-minute vacation. And I talked about this back on episode 81. We had about 24 hours notice as we were trying to escape Hurricane Michael from Panama City. We called up Disney, explained the situation, and they helped us find a hotel room at Pop Century. And even with very little planning, we still had a great time. Granted, we probably didn't do some of the things we would normally do, but still, Disney offers so much to so many different demographics of families. And I think that obviously everything's getting expensive, but you know, if you want to spend a lot of money and be in the parks a lot of the times, you can do that. If you want to stay in a value resort, you can still have a really great time there too, as we had at Pop Century. So I'm thankful that you can, first of all, choose to spend a little less money and also plan a little less, and still there are things available. We still had good fast pass options. We still had some good dining options available to us. And speaking on that, I think they're really up in their quick service dining game. Going back to, I mean, I know I talked about snacks a minute ago, but I'm thankful that they really try to diversify all those dining options for a number of budgets and a number of tastes. So I just said about 10 different things. I don't know how you categorize all that, but there you have it.
I've got another one that I'm thankful for, and it kind of hit me as you was talking, Matthew. I'm glad that Disney puts great emphasis on detail. And what I mean by that is, one aspect is going back to Toy Story Land, just little things that you kind of notice in Slinky Dog Dash, for instance, the ride, all the little details that they put in there that every time you go, you notice something a little bit different, something added that you didn't notice the first time. So I always enjoy those, and I like to see those details. Also, Derek and I was talking pre-show about something I mentioned it many episodes ago, and I wasn't sure if I had it or not, but Derek said I had. But like the detail of the first time we went, my daughter at the time was 5, and she left her blanket there, and devastating because, again, 5-year-old leaving your blankie there. We called Disney. They didn't have it. They couldn't find it, so we thought it was gone, and we were kind of dealing with that. A couple months later, it arrived in the mail, sent from Disney, no charge. They actually called beforehand and said, hey, we did find your blanket, and it's in the mail on the way to you. So, again, something that just insignificant like that, that they would think to them, serving hundreds of thousands of people a day, but yet they still are concerned about those little things. Sent that blanket, and all was well with it. Matter of fact, my daughter she's now 15, and still that blanket is here. But it would forever be gone if it had not been for Disney. So just the little detail that they take in making sure that everybody's trip is great, that if you're not happy, they'll be sure to make it better in the best way they can. So whatever problems you have, whatever things happen, let them know and they'll try to take care of it. But I appreciate that about Disney, that they do care to make it the most magical place on earth.
Well said.
Yeah, yeah.
Dilly.
Pass me some gravy.
That's right. We are actually live eating Thanksgiving dinner right now in the graveyard.
And it is actually that turkey that Derek caught.
Craig, go ahead and pass me the... Oh, poor guy.
It's still alive.
Derek, will you pass me the ravioli?
Ravioli?
Oh, is that not what that is?
Minestrone?
Derek, anything else you're thankful for?
A wishbone, guys.
Derek, anything else you're thankful for?
He's thankful that he's planning another trip to be there in December if he can.
The man never stops. The man's always there.
That's why he is.
Hey, if you had these sweet talking lips.
That's what we're thankful for.
That's, yes.
If Rachel could be on the show, she would not be thankful for that.
She would not.
Speaking of, we need to have the women back home for too long for the Grim Grinning Gals.
We just hope they don't attack us.
Yes, like they did last time.
Well, guys, I think we have a lot to be thankful for, not just at Disney, but in our own lives. And we appreciate our listeners. We're thankful for our listeners always. Yeah. And I know our listeners have been looking forward to this next segment since last year's first Thanksgiving. Do you know what time it is, Derek?
Oh, I hope.
I know what time it is.
Are we going to change the name of it?
Absolutely not.
Why? I like
it. You know what time it is, Craig?
I think it's time to open up that old can. Get ready to put it next to the
Niblet
gravy.
Yes, it is time to award
Niblet.
Niblet? Isn't it giblet?
It's giblet. It is giblet.
It is time to award.
Wait. Before we award it, Derek, what does it sound like when we open up that can?
I can't remember. What does it sound like?
That does it. It's the plate.
Hey, Granny!
It is
time. Give me some more of that cranberry.
Granny, where's your homemade?
It is time for the
cranberry sauce
annual awarding of the Cranberry Sauce Can of Honor.
I can't believe y'all don't like canned cranberry sauce. What's wrong with it?
Hey, let's try that again.
It tastes
put that
a little
echo on it. It's time for the cranberry sauce can of honor. Cranberry sauce can of honor.
Wow. Now, what is wrong with canned cranberry sauce, by the way?
I eat it. I have no problem with it.
Does that only happen when you say that, Matthew?
Huh?
Does it only happen when you say that, that echo like that?
What? Cranberry sauce can of honor?
Wow. How do you do that?
I don't know.
Because, Greg, it's somebody over there pushing a button.
What'd you say to me, Matthew?
I said the cranberry sauce can of honor.
Wow. That's amazing.
So, Craig, first of all, explain to us, what is this award?
This award is a prestigious award that was given to our forefathers back when they were crossing the...
No, I think it was given... it was actually given to the men that first broke ground on Walt Disney World, correct?
Yes, that they were settling down to eat with the construction workers.
Yes, the construction workers
in the swamp.
And the suits came together to break bread.
And they were looking forward to November, even though this happened in like...
in the heat of the summer.
Yes.
And they decided, and all they had...
was sardines, bread,
and a can of cranberry sauce. This is terrible.
And you think it's terrible? You're trying eating all that out in the heat.
So, Craig, why... first of all, this award goes to the one thing at Disney World that has left us over the last year... and we're sad to see it go.
Yes.
But why is it called the Cranberry Sauce Can of Honor?
Because it is the one thing that is always left on the table at the very end.
But not for Derek.
I mean, the stuffed eggs,
not wait. Not necessarily
the turkey dressing, gone.
Mashed potatoes. Sweet potatoes. They're
gone.
Pumpkin pies.
Oh, man. My goodness. It is gone.
And then what's left?
As the good old, anybody want more cranberry sauce?
As we open the can.
But it's not just.
And let it hit the plate.
Stuff that is gone. It's maybe stuff that Disney has changed.
Yes. Something that may be gone, something that's changed, that's
something
not to our liking.
We're giving them the cranberry sauce because it's so pitiful they did it.
Well, yeah. And
another
we're
Debbie Downer segment.
Even though it's changed or even though it's left us, they still can take home the consolation prize of this cranberry sauce can. It's an empty can.
Because I ate the cranberries.
Yes, Derek ate all of it. So, guys, let's go ahead and award our cranberry sauce can of honor. It's amazing how it does that.
It is.
Derek, what's getting your can this year?
My can? Oh, how I miss the bus stops in front of Hollywood Studios. And now they are approximately 5 miles away.
I think you have to take an Uber from the bus stop to the main gate, right?
To the main gate, yes.
You got to take a boat, an airplane, and an Uber to get there.
To Hollywood Studios.
Yep. So it's all about transportation, and I don't like using my own personal two legs.
So you miss the old bus stops.
I do.
You're giving the old bus stop location the can.
That is... something I missed.
Well, congratulations, old bus stop locations. You have won Derek's cranberry sauce can of honor.
You're talking down to me like that's a problem. This is my cranberry sauce.
I know. I'm congratulating them.
Okay.
On their victory.
Yes.
You've awarded them that.
And I concur.
Craig is the one that hasn't experienced this.
No, but that's right. I saw it being built last time we were there.
That's true.
And it was hysterical.
Yes.
Craig, what is getting your can?
What is getting my can is something I wonder. I wonder and I wonder and I wonder, why would you get rid of Flights of Wonder for the Up Show?
Did you ever see Flights of Wonder?
No. No, actually I saw part of it. But still... the worst part of Flights of Wonder was 10 times better than anything on Up.
It had to be, right?
Yes.
Up, A Great Bird Adventure?
Yes. Poor old Doug.
Congratulations, Flights of Wonder. You are well deserving.
I wonder why we all sat through that whole show is what I wonder, too.
Derek, on a scale of one to awful, how bad is Up, A Great Bird Adventure?
It would be awfully awful.
Awfully awful.
Yes.
Up is one of my favorite Disney movies.
Yes.
And to link it with that, I want some of our viewers, some of our listeners to tell us if you actually like
it. They were supposed to change it up a little bit.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's happened yet.
They're going to have to change it up a lot.
They're going to have to change the name to Up Chuck is what they're going to have to name it to because it's pretty bad.
Oh, man.
Greg, it is a word. It is.
I'm sorry. So they're the ones that get my cranberry can of honor.
Honor. Cranberry sauce can of honor.
Sorry.
Well, two very, very worthy winners there. Congratulations.
I think yours might be the most worthy.
Well, you know. I missed this. And I'm awarding my can to the talking Mickey Mouse.
Oh, yeah.
In Town Square in the Magic Kingdom. It was the most unique character meet and greet in all of Walt Disney World. It was the only fur character that talked, sounded just like Mickey, interacted with the kids. And that was always our first stop, typically, when we took the boys. Not just the first stop at Magic Kingdom, but usually the first stop of the trip. We tried to go to Magic Kingdom first, and we tried to go meet Mickey Mouse first. And we're not going to do that again.
Now, y'all didn't see the 90th birthday party. The Talking Mickey was on the 90th birthday party.
Yeah, and
show. I mean, it was
the whole idea of them, of kids being confused that he talks in one place, but he doesn't in another. I mean, get over it, people. Okay? Tell your kids, yeah, he talks in this one place, but he can't always talk. Like, I don't buy that. I think they just did it as a cost-cutting measure. I think it all comes down to dollars and cents.
Maybe technical difficulties.
And they took a really awesome character meet-and-greet experience, and they just made it like every other one. And
he told jokes, and he...
Yeah, and I think now the better Mickey meet-and-greet is actually in character spot, where he's in his classic red pants and tuxedo and... You know, I don't even think the one in the Magic Kingdom now is the best character experience because you can go to Epcot and you can meet Goofy, Minnie, and Mickey all in one line. But so, Talking Mickey, you're getting my cranberry sauce can of honor.
Hmm.
What do you think, guys?
I will miss Talking Mickey already. And we didn't go to see him every time. But
that was a mainstay for Matthew. It was always a go-to.
We did get to meet him, but we didn't.
It was a mainstay. And in case in point, the two times we went this year with the boys, we didn't stop to see Mickey Mouse in Magic Kingdom because he doesn't talk. Oh, well.
Oh.
He ain't getting our business.
He said, Mickey don't talk, we don't see.
That's right. Yeah, we'll go meet.
Don't you touch my left arm?
Liver lips.
Yeah, we're going to go meet liver lips.
But how long would Derek stay in line for that?
4 seconds.
Forced seconds.
Well, it's been a big day, guys. We've talked about what we're thankful for. We've awarded our cranberry sauce cans of honor. And now it's time for the longest running segment in Grim Grinning Guys history.
In the world history.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Absolutely.
Probably not.
It's called...
Ever.
Grinning.
See, that just makes it worse.
That was Talking Mickey.
And that was
salt in the wound.
In keeping with the cranberry sauce can of honor, I'm glad I didn't get... I don't get any reverb when I say it.
Oh, what?
In talking about the cranberry sauce cranberry can sauce of honor. Can of, thank you, Craig.
How's that keep happening?
I just wondered if you had any more things that you miss or dislike what Disney has done this year. Just keep it negative.
Would you call these the honorable mentions?
Yes.
What about you, Derek?
Okay, I'm going to have to go with the introduction of hotel parking fees.
Oh, yeah, overnight parking. Yeah.
If somebody ever just came up and wanted to just take my wallet, I'm sure it would be through parking fees.
This is true.
So,
parking fees are the biggest scam in America. Sorry.
But they're an industry standard.
Yes. And that's what kept Disney so unique for so long, was they were giving you that extra quality service. And they're becoming more like just, you know, regular hotels, it seems like.
Okay, Matthew, what is your honorable mention?
My
for the kids' table.
My gravy boat of disdain goes to... Ooh, that's a good one, too. Gravy boat of disdain. I would give it to... I'm going to go back to the character meets here. Moving character spot at Epcot to a Tier 1 Fast Pass. Mm. I think that's super LeMay.
I mean, not that they moved it, I like it.
We always used it as our Tier 2, one of our Tier 2s with the little ones, and now we will not.
I'm giving mine to tiered pricing on tickets.
Oh, good answer.
Why were we charging more for certain times of the year? I mean, it's kind of like airlines now. So Disney is, again, trying to max out. They're just trying to see how far they can push it and see how much money they keep getting before people quit coming, and they're not. It's like Josh said in one of his posts, people aren't going to quit coming because you charge more, because that's the only time they can come.
People go when they can go.
Yes.
And they've done this for a while with dining rates and with hotel rates, and, you know, unfortunately now we're seeing it with ticket prices too.
But can I add one more honorable mention?
Why not?
Uh-oh.
We're not stopping.
I thought he was Mr. Positive on the show.
You'll understand when I say this one. Why did you take the cream cheese pretzel out of Magic Kingdom?
I can't believe that one is number one. They didn't get a can of honor.
I know.
That's surprising.
That is my
gravy boat of disdain.
I thought he would give that the, as much as he's talked about that cream cheese pretzel.
I'm dying for one right now.
I'm surprised he didn't bring up Toad's Wild Ride.
Oh, well, it's... He's not nostalgic anymore, remember?
That's right.
You got any more, Derek?
Change is good. I don't have any more.
I'm going to stop there because we do have a lot to be thankful for.
We do.
We're in the business here. We're raking in all the dough because of Disney World.
What dough?
I have to get up at 3:30 in the morning to make dough.
Are you talking about? Yeah, you're talking about actual
third
dough.
Job to...
Hey, we are thankful.
He's going to be making that dough about the same time he's plucking the feathers off that turkey.
We are thankful we've been here for 13 months.
Hey.
And we're still going, getting lots of people on Twitter, and we're getting more people on Facebook and Instagram talking to us and telling us some things that they want us to do more shows on. They also, you know, request different questions and things like that. So we appreciate that. I mean, we're very thankful. As Matthew said earlier, our listeners.
And we do have some listeners that are going to be in Walt Disney World on Thanksgiving Day. I know Nick and the family from Arkansas will be here, along with some of his extended family from here in Middle Tennessee. Andrew, who we had our two-show in-studio planning party with, he will be there on Thanksgiving Day. And so we hope our listeners do enjoy their trips to Walt Disney World this week. It will be crowded, but it will be fun. And we hope that you and your family enjoy Thanksgiving together this week.
And coming up on down the road, Derek is trying to go in December. Matthew is going in January. So we'll have those updates.
Craig, when are you going? When are you going, Craig? Your children have still not seen Pandora.
I know. I'm a bad parent.
He just quit the show. Well, we're thankful that we had Craig as long as we did, Derek.
I'm bad.
We're getting ready to write him off.
He's waited for 14 months to drop that mic right there.
As you prepare to depart and gather round ye old Thanksgiving dinner table, filling your plate with turkey and ham and dressing and more, we ask that you please
beware the hitchhiking ghost
and hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
So would you call this the cranberry sauce spoon of grace?
Tranquility?
Yeah. Okay.
Spoon of tranquility.
What would you give the spoon of cranberry sauce to here? What if we called this like the green bean casserole saucer of? Okay.
No, this could be the fruit cake.
That's more of a Christmas thing.
Oh. Yeah.
Figgy pudding.
It's around all year long.
So we're talking way too much about food. I'm getting hungry. I'm getting hungry. I want some cranberry sauce. As you depart and prepare to stuff your gizzard with turkey and giblets, we ask that you please
beware the hitchhiking ghosts
and hurry back.
Let's try it again.